So our topic was Down syndrome. It's a chromosomal disease, and it's caused by the abnormal growth around the 21st chromosome. The result is either a chromosome with a little extra on the end or an entire new copy. There are three types of Down syndrome, or three classifications. There's trisomy 21, where every cell is affected by abnormal growth and the changes that it presents. There's mosaic Down syndrome, where not every cell is affected, but a lot of them are. And there's also translocation Down syndrome, which is where the chromosomes bind to not only themselves, but others before birth. We know that it occurs in every 6,000 children, which is about 1 in 700 kids. It's more common in young women, but that's only because of the overall birth rate. It's actually statistically more likely to happen in women who are older or over 35, and they are more likely to give birth to children with Down syndrome. We have two tests to try and figure out if a child has it. We have screening, which is not absolute, but it is safer and it's less stressful on the mother. And there's diagnostics, which is stressful, and there are some complications that come with it, and it's not always safe for the mothers to do. The ways that we can help them are through therapies such as speech and language. We can help them better their speech and to work on the things that they struggle with when it comes to talking. There's physical therapy to help their bodies grow in a more natural way, occupational therapy to help them work into the world a little easier, and to show them what the real life is about. We're not really sure what causes the disease to happen, but we are working on it, and scientists are currently still looking for the answer to that.
Hello guys, my name is Anaya Gomez and today we're going to talk about Down syndrome. So I'm sure you guys have heard and are familiar with the name of Down syndrome, but today I want to talk about what exactly is Down syndrome and what are the causes of it. So it's a genetic disorder and the most common autosomal chromosome abnormality in humans, where extra genetic material from chromosome 21 is transferred to a newly formed embryo. So these extra genes and DNA, they cause changes in the development of the embryo and fetus, resulting in physical and mental abnormalities. So what causes Down syndrome? So normally our human body has 23 pairs of chromosomes. They're called autosomes, and two sex chromosomes called allosomes. And conception, there's a new cell is formed that receives one copy of each chromosome from the sperm and one copy from the egg. The new cell divides and multiplies to form an embryo, ultimately a fetus and a human. So each cell contains the exact same genetic material as the original 46 chromosomes, carrying the same genes and DNA. In patients with Down syndrome, there's an error that occurs in the coming together of chromosome 21. This extra genetic material is responsible for the abnormalities that occur with these patients. So instead of 46 chromosomes plus two sex chromosomes, they're 47. There are three different types of Down syndrome. The most common one is trisomy 21, where the new cell gets three copies of chromosome 21 instead of two. This accounts for about 95% of those patients with Down syndrome. There are two other ones. One's called translocation, which kind of describes a less common event where an extra piece of chromosome 21 gets attached to another chromosome. And finally, we're going to talk about the last one, which is mosaic Down syndrome, that occurs when there's a combination of cells with a normal number of chromosomes. And that is exactly some quick summary of what Down syndrome is. I hope you guys enjoyed learning this, and thank you for listening.
Hello, my name is Tim Williams, and I'll be going over how biology and Down syndrome are related in a way. Okay, so the first one is that Down syndrome has to do with genetics, which is where most of the cells contain an most cells contain an extra copy of the 21st chromosome. And then the second reason is that when someone gets Down syndrome, it is something that has to like run in the family, which means that someone in the family has had Down syndrome before, which relates to our unit 2 in the Campbell's Biology in Focus textbook. It discusses the inheritance of genes. And the last reason is that in an error in the formation of eggs or sperm is how Down syndrome happens. These are all of these reasons relate to biology in a way. And to go further in depth on the first reason of Down syndrome, it's that there's an error in the meiosis process where cells contain an extra copy. Down syndrome is one of the most common chromosomal conditions. One in every 700 babies will get Down syndrome when they are born, which means it's a very rare thing that happens, but it can happen. But in order for it to happen, someone's parents, one of the two parents, either have to have it, or someone in their ancestry would have had to have had it. If you have two parents with Down syndrome, or if they have relatives that have had it, the odds of that person, the baby, getting Down syndrome would dramatically increase to a very high percentage, like almost up to 50%. Another way that Down syndrome is related is because of the process cell division is involved. And that's something that we've gone over in depth a lot of in these past few units. I want to say more like in units 12 through 15. It has been something we've heavily focused on. And there's also various ways using biology that we can check for if someone has Down syndrome. And some of those ways are by doing screenings. This disease, it doesn't prevent people from having children, but it does increase odds of having a miscarriage. And those odds are around 50-50 that the child, if he did make it, he or she made it, that it would have Down syndrome. And these are all great examples of how it's related to biology. And more in depth than the second reason is the error in cell division. And that's because during units 12 through 16, I believe, we talked about different errors that occurred in cell division and what happened, like different reactions in the Labster simulators. And that's kind of how Down syndrome happens to somebody. It is whenever there's an error that occurs during that process. And it's also related to one of our assignments where we were talking about how if two parents, both one has blue eyes and one has brown eyes, we talk about dominant traits and how the odds of the baby having blue eyes would be based off of whichever parent had the more dominant traits. And there's also three different kinds of Down syndrome too. So it's not like there's only one kind possible. There is the most common one, which is trisomy 21. And that one is, if you were to get Down syndrome, it's a 95% chance that you're going to get that one. And then the second most common one is going to be translocation at 3%. And then the least common one will be the mosaic one, which is at 2%. And this is very similar because you can make an educated guess that somebody has Down syndrome if they have these symptoms according to the CDC, which are like symptoms that we look for, which is like a flat face, small ears, short neck, slanted eyes, we notice little details, kind of like when we in the Labster simulations, we make judgments or hypotheses, or we make a hypothesis based off of certain symptoms we notice, common features that happen, and that is how that's how Down syndrome relates to biology. And I wanted to thank you for listening to this podcast, and that'll be all.